I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The 2025 World Watch List with Open Doors USA is out, rating the top 50 countries with the worst Christian persecution. And India remains in 11th place. Regan Miller with Mission India says even with India hovering outside the top 10, persecution is significant.
There are a handful of states in India that have what is called anti-conversion laws, and the laws vary slightly by state. But in general, they require that if you are going to change religions, that you or the person leading you to the other religion gives official notice. And if you fail to do so and they find out that you've changed religions without giving official notice, then you or the person leading you to a new faith can be fined or given prison time even.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Then keep this in your back pocket as you sift the headlines about Syria. Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries recently met with their Syria field leader. Despite the rhetoric of HTS leaders to the world, there's more happening behind the scenes than is widely reported. Militants are targeting Alawites, a divergent form of Islam upheld by the previous regime.
Some of them were terrorists, for sure, but then there's just good Alawite people that are living in fear. A lot of death, a lot of kidnappings, bodies along the road in Alawite areas that are just being left there.
He says there have also been clear threats to Christians that you're next. Despite extreme daily pressures, one man wrote this at the close of a letter to Doyle's team.
Rest assured, my dear brother, we are all well through the Lord.
Pray for the resilient Syrian church with your eyes open. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.